don't ask Rick Tittle to bring it, because it already done got brought.
All right, thank you very much for that. Welcome back to the show. I heard around America on Sports Byline USA and, of course, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're now joined by NBA All-Star and USA Olympic gold medal winner Carmelo Anthony. How you doing, Carmelo?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, we're going to talk about the new shoe that's coming out soon, the all-new Jordan Melo M6. Now you're sixth signature shoe, and can you believe it's already been six shoes, Carmelo?
No, it seemed like yesterday. It seemed like my first one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, as people know, you went to Syracuse as a freshman, and you won the NCAA. I think you guys won like 30 games that year, and you were the third overall pick. I remember Jim Boeheim said that you were the best college player, bar none, and I guess that was true because LeBron went number one. He was from high school, and then Milicic was number two. He was from, you know, wherever he was from in Europe. Was it easy for you to play college basketball? How did you dominate so fast?
Now, that's a crazy question. I can't even explain that. Mm-hmm. I had a good team, though, man. You gotta take into consideration. I had a good team. I couldn't have did it by myself.
Now, we've seen Boeheim at press conferences maybe get a little bit snippy, but in a way, it's nice how he gets you, his players' backs. What was it like playing for a guy like that?
It was weird, but it was fun at the same time. You know, I mean, just you know, you go from, you know, actually watching Boeheim on TV and, you know, watching what he can do on the sideline as a coach for his teams, and then the next year you actually playing for him. So it was kind of weird, but it turned out to be the best move ever.
And then, you know, transpose that, but you're now playing for George Karl, and I'm out here in Oakland as a Warrior fan, and I remember when he was a coach of the Warriors, he one time ripped the cabinet doors off in the locker room. He was so mad. Now, I think he's maybe a little bit more calm, but what's it like playing for a guy like Karl, a fiery guy like that?
He not ripping no doors off. He might break a couple Sharpies here and there, but... You know, it's great, too, though, you know, just playing for, you know, a future Hall of Fame coach like George Karl, man. It can be difficult at times, but you got to be strong and, you know, you got to take what he's saying and listen to the message rather than how he's saying it. And that's something that a lot of people, you know, either you can deal with or you can't.
We're speaking with Carmelo Anthony and Carmelo with the Nuggets. We were just talking about your head coach, George Karl, and it's so tough in the West, as we all know, to break through with so many good teams there year in and year out. But it seemed like last year the Nuggets were about to take that step. Is it in one way frustrating that you got so close, or is it also give you a lot of hope that you're about to maybe break free this year?
Well, as a competitor, it's a lot of disappointment, frustration, but it was good on the flip side to know that, you know, we finally took that step to move forward and become one of the, you know, the elite organizations in the NBA. So.
Now, just one question about the answer. Allen Iverson, who played with you at Denver, he's now going to be playing in Memphis. What's your take about him going to Memphis? Is he going to, you know, help that team and groom? Because I don't think anybody thinks they're going to do anything playoff-wise. Is he really just going to sort of help the youngsters there and sell some tickets, or do you think maybe he will take them to the next level?
He's going to sell tickets. He definitely going to sell tickets, I can tell you that. You know, he's going to go out there and give it his all. Whether the result is a win or a loss, at the end of the day, you can still say that he left everything out there on the court. But my man, I know he got a chip on his shoulder and he got something to prove. And, mm-hmm. You know, only thing I can say is people better watch out.
And you were in Beijing with the Redeem Team, it was called, where we wanted to show that we are the basketball kings of the world. And luckily, we did do that. I'm sure that was probably one of the greatest experiences of your life with that whole thing and the culture. Just in a couple of sentences, what are your sort of lasting impressions now that time has passed and you can look back at that?
But just holding that gold medal up, you know, in 2004, how disappointing it was to be standing in on the bronze medal, you know, pole, and to go from being at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to basketball and in the Olympics to being the top. You know, the top team, the top country. That was the satisfaction that I got out of it.
All right, now Carmelo Anthony is with us, and we're talking about his new shoe now, the all-new Jordan Melo M6. And I actually had a pair of the ones last year, and the thing that I loved about them was that they were so light, and from what I understand, that they're even lighter this year, 14.2 ounces. And you're a player that likes the light shoe, and I think that's interesting because a lot of guys go with these big Frankenstein boot things, but when I'm with you, I like them light.
Yeah, I like them light, too. You know, I kind of make them the weight of what I, you know, how much weight I've lost. And if I'm losing weight, I don't want to have a heavy shoe on my foot. And I think this might be, or this is the lightest shoe that I've designed so far.
And of course, you get your personal stuff involved. I remember I was looking, we were talking to Chris Paul a few months ago about his shoe and all the little things on there that have to do with him. I know that on this shoe, you've got a star graphic representing your Puerto Rican heritage, and also you've got a little graphic outlining the Baltimore Harbor skyline to honor your Baltimore roots. When it comes to these highly personal things like this, how much input do you get, or do they just say, how about this, and then you, like, nod yes? Or are you involved in this?
No, I'm involved. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have came to me and said, do you want to put the Baltimore skyline on there, or do you want to put, you know, something that represents your Puerto Rican heritage. Mm-hmm. So that's the little stuff that I come up with in the process of designing the shoe.
Now, I know, you know, speaking about being, you know, from the Charm City there, I know you have the Carmelo Anthony Youth Development Center. And I'm sure, you know, it's great to go to the playoffs in the NBA and win gold medals, but when you come back and you see just the look on those kids and how just being around you has made their day, I'm sure that really is highly rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the least I can do, man, just coming back and giving back to my community. It's, you know, for the kids, but as well as adults, too. You know, I have a lot of adults, a lot of parents come up to me, you know, really thanking me and appreciating me for what I do in that community, in my community. So it's only going to get better, though.
All right, one more question for you, Carmelo. Are you guys getting past the Lakers this year?
Yep.
All right, we'll hold you to that. I want to let everybody know that the Melo M6 is available nationwide next month for a suggested retail price of $120. So we're speaking with Carmelo Anthony. Hey, Carmelo, thanks for dropping by, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again sometime.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Carmelo Anthony of the Denver Nuggets.